The next song I'm going to do is a song called Trunk of Secrets, and it's a story of an interesting antique trunk that I bought at a farm in Westmeath. And the trunk is beautiful. It's metal, but all the brass fittings on the trunk are all handmade, you know, the bolts and the hinges and such. And on the top of the trunk is a brass nameplate. It says A.C. Irvine, and I looked into who this person was, because this is quite a nice trunk to have, and I eventually found out that this trunk belonged to a person by the name of Sandy Irvine, and he was a famous Mount Everest expeditionist or climber. And he was from England. He went to school at Oxford University, and he happened to be an expert in oxygen systems. So George Mallory, a famous mountaineer, took him up, and they made a summit attempt on Everest. And unfortunately, on June 8th, 1924, he died along with George Mallory. And they've never found Sandy's body, but they have found George Mallory, so someday they'll find him. Anyways, this is a song about this mysterious trunk, and it asks the question, how did this trunk get from England to Westmeath? What's the connection? I don't get it. Anyways, it's a mystery to as part of our heritage here in the Ottawa Valley of how we connect to the Mount Everest. Here we go. This is Trunk of Secrets. Old trunk of the shed, now cast away, brass fittings darkened and grim, weathered and bent, silent relent, with only a nameplate to share. Speak to me now, tell me a tale of adventure and travel afar. How sad was the fate of your master the great, A.C. Sandy Irvine? So afar, crossing the pond on your own. A century passed now, I still question how. How did you come to this home? Oxford for school, for the old golden rule, with your brother Hugh Irvine. Train rides for sure, the Shrewsbury tour, with traveled and many a tale. But Sandy one day left you, they say, for a trip to southern Tibet, to climb the north face of his very last place, never to return to your call. How did you come to this place so afar, crossing the pond on your own? A century passed now, I still question how. How did you come to this home? How did you come to this place so afar, crossing the pond on your own? A century passed now, I still question how. How did you come to this home? Well, that was back then, a century, my friend, a trunk full of secrets and spoils. I must speculate of your history of late, from England to an old Westmeath farm. And now it would seem that you've come to me for another trip of a sort, replanted and clean, a brass shiny gleam in the story of your master Irvine. So far, crossing the pond on your own. A century passed now, I still question how. How did you come to this home? How did you come to this place so far?